The sweet and comforting presence of Jesus be with you all, heart dwellers. I had a precious time in worship today, and at the very end of my time with Jesus, I was so very filled with his joy, I could hardly contain it. Several inspirations for songs and his portrait came to me, and I began bubbling over. It's been a long, hard 3 days. Oh, that's why you didn't get a message. I think I've missed 2 days already. As I was very sick with fibromyalgia and my medication didn't begin to touch the pain. So I was in bed and unable to do anything other than offer that time of suffering to the Lord for souls. Yet that is a work of mercy, and though it's not seen as any kind of accomplishment, which is safe because you can't get into pride, it is the most sacrificial gift I could give. So I was greatly relieved when my strength began to return and Jesus showered these inspirations on me. I began my time with him by saying, "Oh Lord, you are absolutely driving me crazy creatively. There is so much I want to communicate about you." "That's the whole point," he said. "I'm priming the little pump. Is it not written, streams of living water will flow from within you?" I have to take a deep breath, Lord. So full of love and joy am I, and the longing to communicate that to all souls. You are so wonderful, but there are no words to communicate how deeply you love each of us individually, and how joyful and easy it is to be in your company. But perhaps between a few songs and a painting or two, I can at least make a dent in it. He replies, "This is my joy, to see my children finally understanding how personal my love really is. I do not sit behind a desk with a Bible between us. I do not hide in elaborate cathedrals. I do not confine myself to traditional garb. I am not in any way formal or distant from you. No, I wear khakis when we explore the cliffs of heaven. When you draw near to me, I rush to embrace you. I put nothing between us and forgive you of your sins. Because you are so eager to confess and repent, they do not raise themselves up as obstacles to our nearness. There are even times when I approach you as you repent, so that you will know I am hearing your contrite heart and I forgive you. Oh, how I want my children to understand who I am. Yes, I am the mighty God who spoke creation into being, and then I lowered myself and became subject to the very same limitations you were born into. I did this so we could be truly close, and you would come to understand the depth of my love for you, as well as my character as a real, true man. I maintain purity in my dealings with all souls, but I lavish the love of my heart on all that are willing to receive it. So many don't get it. I want to be their companion. I want to be always present to them. I want to share in the adventure of this life. And I want to bring home to all of you that I am fully God and fully man, and I enjoy the same things you enjoy. I laugh at the antics of puppies and kittens playing. My heart soars with the eagle and is touched so tenderly by the little ducks waddling behind their mother. Don't you know I enjoy every aspect of my creation? I long to share that joy with you. Therefore, at least on this channel, I'm revealing my playful and adventuresome side and calling my bride and all people to come and worship, yes, but then come and romp in the beauty and variety of my creation with me. I did not create all the beauty around you to place you in the midst of it and then observe you as if you were an ant in an ant farm. No, I created this beauty to enjoy with you, to explore with you, to rejoice with you in all the varieties of my creation. These are expressions of my creativity. And what artist doesn't want others to be moved by their creations? I love art, I love music, I love mathematics and science, and all languages. I love everything about my creation. Is it not written? God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis, first chapter. So I'm coming to you in these last days and making myself approachable so that you will take my hand, take me everywhere you go, that I myself may show you the paths of life and walk hand in hand through its storms and joys. I rejoice to be in your company. I rejoice listening to you sing. I rejoice watching you discover the breathless beauty of my creation. And I rejoice in your thanksgiving for everything I've put into your life. But most of all, I rejoice in your love and how you sacrifice to bring me to other souls who don't know who I am. This is the time for a real relationship with me, though I am your God. This is not the time of posturing and formality. When David was out in the fields with his sheep, then he was closest to me, and we conversed like familiar friends. The same with Moses. We spoke not only in the smoke and fire and lightning, but in the babbling of the water deep into the night. Everything we saw together we shared, even as a husband and wife share their lives with one another. Jonah perceived me in the belly of the whale. By the way, that was not a fairy tale that truly happened. He spoke to me of his sin, repenting and remorse for having evaded my mission to the Gentiles. He recognized me in the vine growing up to give him shade. He recognized me in the depths of the whale, and he recognized me in the drawing of lots to expose his sin. And though he was a mere man, a weak man, chosen for this mission, still we conversed with one another. We had a relationship. That is what this is all about, relationship. There's nothing that pleases me more than to be recognized for who I am and trusted that my love for you does not stop me from being approachable. When you learn of my true nature and cultivate this friendship, you begin to reflect me to others, and they too begin to hunger for an intimate relationship with me. They feel peace and comfort in my presence rather than condemnation and fear causing them to shake and cower. This is the lot of my beloved ones, those who from the heart want to live a holy life. The wicked tremble, as well they should, because their hearts conceive only of evil and destruction of all that is good. But you, who are my precious ones, wherever you are in your journey, I am all loving, receiving, and nurturing. And for those who have chosen wickedness as a style of life, I will forgive you if you repent. Yes, there are times for worship when you lift your hearts to me. It seems more formal as you worship me as your God. But other times I want to be as approachable and easy to be with as a real companion on earth. I promise you that if you begin to presume or act in pride, I will swiftly correct you and help you restore your footing. I care enough to correct and sometimes be distant, that you don't grow complacent. But this is only done when it's necessary. The rest of the time, I am Jesus, your friend and lover, the one who knows all your ways, the one who knows when you sit and when you stand. And I long to take an active part in sharing your life with you. So I speak all these things now because you are working on portrayals of me, Claire, a painting, a song. And my greatest desire for you is for you to reveal to the world that I am a caring and loving friend that longs to be with them day and night in every season. I want to love, hold, and cherish them as they live every moment of their lives. I bless you now to go forward in complete awareness that I am with you and that I want to be a part of everything you do.